News release: Ontario Provincial Police officers from the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment were on patrol and responding to calls for service over the weekend on roadways here in North Simcoe. A motorist called the OPP Communications Centre at 10:53 p.m. May 6, 2022 after locating a pickup truck that appeared to have struck a utility pole on Rumney Road in Tay Township. Responding officers attended the scene and were unable to locate a driver at the scene. An OPP canine unit and OPP emergency response ERT officers were summoned to assist in the investigation. As a result, an individual with injuries was located by the canine unit in the bush and was taken into custody for investigation and treatment of his injuries. As a result of this investigation and a further investigation of the involved vehicle, Brendan Arthur Rinchak, 22 years of Midland, has been charged with the following offenses: operation while impaired, alcohol operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, failure to stop after accident contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, and further possession of a Schedule 1 substance cocaine contrary to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The accused was released on a recognizance to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on May 20, 2022. On May 7, 2022, an OPP officer while conducting traffic-related duties on Simcoe County Road 6 in the village of Wyvale, Tiny Township, summoned to Provincial Offences Court a 22-year-old female of Tiny Township after stopping her vehicle for allegedly speeding along at 112 km per hour in an 50 km per hour zone. The individual has lost her driving privileges for 30 days and her vehicle was towed and impounded for 14 days as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS, guidelines. The Ministry of Transportation has also recently enacted further sanctions on stunt drivers. OPP officers also conducted 6 reduce impaired driving everywhere RIDE spot checks in random locations, checking 103 drivers and vehicles in the interest of road safety. Educating the public about safe driving practices with our community safety partners is a priority. If you see a possible impaired driver or operator, please make the call and dial 911 and help prevent a crash. If you are heading out on the town or on the trails, please make a plan to get home safely.